You know that feeling, right? That dream of pulling a smoked chicken off the grill, perfectly golden, and you can almost hear the skin crackle when you touch it.
Yeah, the Holy Grail.
Exactly. It's like the peak backyard barbecue moment, but man, it often feels just out of reach.
It can be tricky.
Well, today, yeah, in this deep dive, we're cutting through all that noise. We've dug through, I mean, tons of guides, science articles, technique stuff
All the good stuff.
to really pull out the essential strategies and, yeah, some genuinely surprising tips, honestly, to get you that amazing, crispy, smoky skin.
Nice.
Think of it like your shortcut, your path to making sure every single bite of that next chicken is just, wow, a win.
And this is going to be more than just, follow these steps.
Right.
We're not just giving you a recipe list. We want you to get the science, the why behind it
My
all.
fundamentals.
Exactly. So you can really master this, not just copy instructions. Get that perfect skin every time. One, building the foundation, preparing your bird for perfection.
Okay, let's unpack this then. So this journey to perfect, crispy skin, where does it really kick off? Before the smoker, even.
Oh, absolutely. It starts with the bird itself.
The chicken.
Yeah, the chicken selection. Our sources are super clear on this. You want fresh, high quality.
Makes sense.
And things like free range or organic, they often have better fat distribution under the skin.
Ah, okay. And that's important.
Crucial for rendering. And size-wise, aim for like 3 to 5 pounds. That's kind of the sweet spot.
Why that range?
Well, if it's too big, it's just hard to cook evenly, before the skin gets too crisp or even burns.
Right. Okay. So you've got the bird. What's the very, very first step then for the crispiness?
Patting it dry.
Okay.
And I mean really dry. Paper towels get every bit of moisture off.
Like bone dry.
Bone dry.
Uh-huh.
Because even a little water turns to steam.
And steam is bad for crisp.
It's the enemy. It literally stops that browning, that Maillard reaction, and the rendering you need. You want the skin almost tacky.
Tacky. Okay.
Yeah. And check it out too. Make sure it looks clean, plump, good fat layer underneath. That fat rendering is key. It liquefies, drains, leaves behind that crispy structure.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so dry bird. Then we often hear about brining. People think juicy meat, right? But how does brining specifically help our crispy skin mission here?
That's a great point because it's often missed. Brining does boost flavor and moisture, no doubt,
Yeah.
but it also kind of preps the skin. A basic brine water, salt, sugar, maybe some herbs.
Standard stuff.
Right. You soak it maybe 4 to 6 hours, could be overnight, in the fridge.
Okay.
Then, and this is vital, rinse off the extra salt, and guess what?
Pat it dry again.
You got it, completely dry. The salt actually helped pull some surface moisture out already, so this second drying, even better for getting crisp.
Interesting. Okay, so meticulously dry now. Then comes the dry rub. That's for flavor, obviously,
Yeah,
but crispiness too.
definitely contributes. Beyond your basic kosher salt and black pepper, adding things like paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, it's not just flavor layering. The fine texture increases the surface area.
Ah, to grab moisture.
Exactly.
Ah.
Absorbs moisture from the skin. The salt in the rub keeps drawing moisture out, and those spices help build that nice bark,
Right, the bark.
which then crisps up beautifully. So
Yeah.
apply it generously all over. Let it sit maybe 30 minutes at least. Let the flavors kind of meld.
And you can play with that rub, right? Like brown sugar, cayenne.
Oh, yeah. Experiment. Brown sugar adds nice caramelization, bit of sweetness. Cayenne gives it a kick. Lots you can do.
Cool. Now, what about trussing? Tying up the bird seems kind of fussy sometimes.
It might seem like it, but it's actually pretty important for structure.
How so?
By tucking the wings, tying the legs with kitchen twine, you make the whole bird more compact, more uniform in shape.
Okay.
And that means it cooks more evenly. No thin bits drying out or wings burning before the rest is done. Plus, the skin gets consistent exposure to the heat and smoke.
So better, more even crisping all around.
Precisely. And one more trick, especially if your chicken has like a really thick layer of fat.
Scoring the skin. Just light crisscross cuts, barely piercing the skin, not the meat.
What does that do? Looks fancy, but.
It's functional. It gives the rendering fat more escape routes, helps release trapped moisture too, and even lets the rub get in there a bit better. All good things for setting up maximum crispiness,
Wow.
too. Optimizing your setup, the smoker's role in crispiness.
Okay, bird prep. Nailed. Now, the smoker itself, how does our actual setup play into getting that crunch we're after.
Big impact.
Yeah.
Let's talk smoker selection first.
All right.
If you want really consistent temperature control, especially if you're maybe newer to smoking,
yeah,
electric or pellet smokers are generally easier. They kind of hold temp well.
Set it and forget it almost.
Kind of, yeah. Charcoal smokers, they can give you maybe a richer smoke flavor, but they need more watching, more managing.
More hands-on.
Definitely. But whatever type you use, the big thing is ventilation and space.
Space around the chicken.
Yeah, good airflow. Air and smoke need to circulate properly all around that bird. For even browning and crisping, don't crowd it. Got it. And the smoke itself, wood chips. What works best for chicken?
Generally for poultry, you want something milder. Fruit woods are great, apple, cherry.
Nice sweet smoke.
Exactly. Enhances the chicken, doesn't, you know, blast it with heavy smoke. Now the soaking thing.
Yes, the great wood chip debate. To soak or not to soak?
Huh, right. The traditional advice is soak them, maybe 30 minutes or so.
Why?
Stops them from just bursting into flame, gives you a steadier, longer smoke release.
Okay, but I've heard people argue against that now, say it just makes dirty steam.
It's a fair point, and yeah, there's definitely debate. Depends a bit on your smoker, too.
So for crispiness, what's our take?
Right, for crispy skin,
yeah,
we'd probably lean towards a light soak. Especially with direct heat or smaller smokers.
Light soak. Why?
It just helps prevent those chips flaring up too fast and maybe charring the skin prematurely.
Okay. Makes sense.
You get a more controlled, smolder, cleaner smoke that lets the skin dry and render properly without getting hit with nasty, acrid smoke. But yeah, don't saturate them. Just a quick dip.
Gotcha. Okay. Then the big one. Temperature control. What's the magic number?
Yeah, this is crucial. The sources are really consistent here. Aim for that 225 degrees aft to 250 degrees F range.
225 to 250.
That's a sweet spot. It's low enough to cook the meat nice and slow, keep it juicy.
Right.
But it's still hot enough to let that skin render fat and crisp up gradually without just burning.
And how do we nail that tempo?
Well, first, a reliable smoker thermometer. Don't trust the built-in lid ones necessarily.
Get a good digital one.
Yeah, ideally. And then it's all about your vents.
Okay.
Adjusting the vents controls airflow, and airflow controls temperature. You got to learn your smoker, kind of finesse those vents to keep it steady.
So it's active management.
It can be, yeah. And always place the chicken for indirect cooking in a cooler zone, away from the direct heat source. Prevents burning the bottom or edges.
Right. Indirect heat. Good tip. And what about a water pan? I see those used a lot.
The unsung hero. Yes, a water pan is great.
How does it help with crispiness, though? Seems counterintuitive, adding moisture.
It does seem that way, but it helps maintain humidity inside the smoker,
okay,
which actually stops the skin from drying out too fast right at the beginning.
Yeah.
You want the fat to render slowly and properly first.
Ah, I see. So it regulates the drying process.
Exactly. Plus, it acts like a heat sink, a thermal buffer. It helps stabilize the smoke temp, prevents wild swings.
Which helps with consistent cooking and crisping.
Totally. And hey, throw some herbs, citrus slices, maybe a splash of beer in that water pan for extra flavor.
Ooh, nice touch. 3, the crispy breakthrough techniques during the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so bird's prepped, a smoker's humming along nicely in that sweet spot. What about during the actual smoke? Any tricks there for extra crisp?
Yeah, there's one technique that popped up that might surprise some folks aiming for crisp. All right, high heat start.
High heat, but we just talked about 225, 250.
Right, for the main cook.
Yeah.
But some sources suggest starting hotter, like maybe 350, 375 degrees Fahrenheit.
Whoa.
For just the first 30 minutes or so.
30 minutes. What's the idea there?
It's like a jump start for rendering that fat right under the skin. That initial blast helps melt it quickly, setting the stage for better crisping later.
Kickstarts the process.
Kinda, yeah. But you gotta watch it like a hawk during that phase so it doesn't burn.
Right, 30 minutes max and back down.
Exactly. Then drop it back to your target 225, 250 degree hour range for the rest of the smoke.
Interesting, okay. And then at the very end for that ultimate crunch.
Ah, the finisher.
Yeah.
This one's key, mentioned across the board. Broiling.
Broiling after smoking.
Yep. Once your chicken hits that magic 165 degree Fahrenheit internal temp, pull it out of the smoker.
Okay.
And slide it under a preheated broiler for just a few minutes.
What does that do?
That direct, intense heat, it just maxes out the crispiness, gets it super golden brown, really finishes it beautifully.
But you got to watch it carefully, right? Broilers are fast.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking minutes, maybe seconds between perfect and burnt. Stay right there, eyes on it.
Okay, good warning. Any other tricks right at the end?
Well, you could combine that broiling step with a second light dusting of your dry rub.
Another layer of rub.
Just a little bit, right before it goes under the broiler.
Why?
intensifies the flavor, obviously, but that extra salt helps pull out that last little bit of moisture during the high heat broil.
Ah, double duty. Flavor and crisp.
Exactly. It just helps build even more of that crispy bark. 4. The Pitmaster's Playbook. Monitoring and mastering doneness.
Okay, no matter how good our prep or our setup is, it all comes down to knowing when it's actually done right.
Absolutely. And for that, your best friend is a reliable meat thermometer.
Gotta have one.
Non-negotiable. Stick it into the thickest part of the thigh, making really sure you don't hit the bone.
Why avoid the bone?
Bone conducts heat differently. It'll give you a false high reading. You want the temp of the meat itself.
And the target number is?
165 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the safe internal temperature for poultry.
165. Okay. A digital one with an alarm sounds handy here.
Oh, yeah. Big help. Takes the guesswork out, lets you know the second it's ready without constantly opening the smoker.
Good point. What about cooking time? Just roughly.
Well, as a very rough guide, maybe 3 to 4 hours for a typical 4 or 5 pound bird in that 225, 250 range.
Okay.
But, and this is a big but, always, always trust the thermometer, not the clock.
Right.
So many things affect it. Your specific smoker, the outside weather, humidity, cooking times can vary a lot. Temp is the only sure way.
Temp over time. Got it. So thermometer hits 165, pull it out, and eat it straight away.
Ah, hold on. Patience. The next step is crucial. Resting the chicken.
Resting. Why?
You gotta let it rest for like 10, maybe 15 minutes after it comes off the heat.
What happens during resting?
The muscle fibers relax and all those juices that got pushed to the center during cooking, they redistribute back through the meat.
So juicier chicken.
Way juicier. If you cut it immediately, all that juice just runs out onto the board.
Okay, rest for 10, 15 minutes. Just leave it on the counter.
You can. Loosely tent it with some aluminum foil. Loosely.
Not wrapped tight.
Definitely not tight. Trapping steam is the last thing you want now. That'll soften that beautiful skin you work so hard for.
Good call. Loose tent. Resting also helps the skin.
Yeah, it lets the skin kind of firm up a bit more as it cools slightly. Helps lock in that crispness.
Cool. Any other ways to tell it's done besides the thermometer? Visual cues.
Sure. Your eyes and feel can help confirm you're looking for that gorgeous golden brown color all over.
The Maillard reaction payoff.
Exactly. The skin surface should look kind of clear, not cloudy or fatty. If you poke it, the juices should run clear, not pink.
Clear juices. Classic sign.
And the meat itself should feel firm to the touch, but still tender. If you're really unsure, yeah, you could cut into the thickest part of the thigh to check.
But the thermometer is better.
Thermometer plus those visual checks, you'll nail it. 5. Flavor enhancements and avoiding pitfalls.
Okay, we've focused heavily on crispiness, but what about boosting flavor beyond the rub? Any quick tips there?
Oh yeah, lots you can do. Our sources mention using fresh herbs. Think rosemary, thyme, sage.
No. Mm-hmm. You can mix those into the rub or even tuck sprigs inside the cavity of the bird. Adds a really nice aromatic depth.
Nice. What about marinades? Do they work with smoking?
They can, absolutely. An overnight soak in something like oil, vinegar, spices, maybe some citrus, even a little sweetness.
Okay.
It adds another layer of flavor, and the acidity can help tenderize the meat a bit too. Just remember to pat it dry really well after marinating before the rub.
Always back to drying the skin.
Always. And don't forget experimenting more with wood types.
Right. Beyond apple and cherry.
Yeah. Try hickory for something bolder. Mesquite is intense. Use it sparingly, but it can be amazing. Or even blend different woods together.
Create your own signature smoke profile.
Exactly. Customize it.
Cool. Now, let's flip it. What are the big mistakes to avoid? The pitfalls that ruin crispy skin.
Okay, number one, overcrowding the smoker.
We touched on that. Not enough airflow.
Right. You get seam pockets, uneven cooking, soggy skin. Give each bird its space. Like social distancing for chickens.
Okay. What else? Opening the smoker too much. Looky-loos, lose heat.
Every time you open it, temp drops.
And it takes time to recover. Extends the cook, messes with the crisping process. Trust your thermometers. Use your nose. Keep that lid closed as much as possible.
Makes sense. What else?
We've said it a million times, but it's critical. Not drying the skin properly.
Moisture is the enemy.
The absolute enemy of crisp. Pat it dry. Then pat it again. Maybe even air chill it uncovered in the fridge for a bit before it goes on the smoker.
Okay, really commit to the drying.
Yes. Also, monitoring your wood usage. Don't just pile on chips or chunks.
Too much smoke is bad.
Too much thick, white smoke is bad. That stuff's acrid, bitter. You want that thin, almost invisible blue smoke.
Thin blue smoke, okay.
Start with a modest amount of wood, add more later if needed. And finally, maybe overarching all of this, nailing temperature control.
Back to the 225, 250 zone.
And keeping it steady, get a good thermometer, learn your smoker's vents. Consistency is key.
Solid advice. Any quick answers to common questions people might still have? Like, what chicken is best again?
Quick recap. Fresh, high quality, 3 to 5 pounds, free range organic if possible.
What if my skin still isn't crispy?
Review everything. Drying, maybe try brining, check your temp control, don't overcrowd, maybe add that high heat start or the broil finish, troubleshoot the process.
Can I use a frozen chicken?
You can, but it has to be completely thawed first. And then guess what?
It'd be really, really dry.
You got it. Meticulously dry. Yeah. Outro.
Wow. Okay, so we've really gone deep here. From picking the bird to that final beautiful crispy bite. Getting that amazing crispy smoked chicken skin. It really is both an art and a science, isn't it?
It really is. It takes attention to detail right from the start all the way through to resting it.
But it seems like the core principles are manageable.
Totally. It boils down to, you know, managing moisture consistently, controlling that temperature precisely, and then just being willing to experiment a bit, find the flavors and techniques you like best. Understanding why you're doing each step is powerful.
Absolutely. Okay. Final thought for everyone listening. As you think about everything we just covered, all this focus on moisture, heat, timing.
Yeah.
Consider how those basic ideas might apply elsewhere in your cooking.
Yeah.
You know, beyond the smoker. What other dishes could you maybe elevate, make better, crisper, juicier, just by applying some of this deep dive knowledge, something to chew on?